This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Great news, Paul Ryan is stepping down.
Oh, yeah.
That's phenomenal to hear. Look, I'm not going to blame Paul Ryan for everything that happened with the Republicans, but he's a rhino. And you know, here's the thing. He doesn't know what else to be. He really doesn't. I don't blame any Republicans currently in office outside of the new breeds. They don't know what to be. They've been so beat down by the leadership. Same thing with the Democrats. Leadership determines who gets what, and all these guys are just Pavlovian dogs just waiting for the bell to ring so they can come get a meal. And it's people. Who do you think is ringing the bell? Leadership on both sides. No difference between Republicans and Democrats. And the only way we have a distinction at this point is because of President Trump. Now, people say, well, Ryan, Kevin, he passed a tax bill. No, he didn't. He was brought kicking and screaming to pass a tax bill. And he finally capitulated. This is a guy who disagreed with President Trump philosophically on almost everything he did, fought him. And don't misunderstand me as well. The media created a lot of the consternation between the two. But Ryan could have gotten in front and said, listen, I don't care what. When you read a story in the media about me disagreeing with the president, it's BS. The only time you're going to hear about me disagreeing with the president that you should believe it is when you hear it coming out of my mouth. He could have said that. That would go a long way. That many of those of these people that are doing that, it would help. But what Ryan did was he allowed himself to be manipulated by Mitch McConnell. And then he didn't call McConnell out for saying, you promised me that you would accept what we sent, you'd get it sold, and you didn't. You got beat up by Schumer because, oh, the rule of 60. You can change the rule of 60 back to 51, just like that. But you didn't do it. You shipped me back some nonsense and then made it a matter of national security that I have to send that to the president to get him to sign it, and everybody looks bad, especially the Republicans. But see, Ryan could have said, I'm not doing it. It's not going to happen. Then he could have teamed with the president. And said they could have had held a joint press conference that said, Mitch McConnell sold us out. Here's what we're sending to the Senate. If they don't do it, we're going to invoke the rule to change the rule of 60 to 51. And that's the end of that. And people would have went, holy cow, this guy's got principle. They have no principle, nor do they know how to fight. That's the thing that bugs me the most. The Republicans could not fight if you loaded their weapons for them, aimed them, and all they had to do was pull the trigger. They still would miss. They don't know what to do. And I talked to many of them, and you know, they tell me things like, well, one of them specifically said, Kevin, I don't have a lot of blacks in my district, so I don't really know how to spin things to sort of, and I go, that's the problem. The Democrats spin things for blacks no matter what. They have an infrastructure in place. They have a layer of bureaucracy that says, work on this so we can get the blacks frothing at the mouth. You guys have nothing, and you have the right ideas, and you have nothing in place that adds that layer that says, I'm going to go after, we're going to take this particular issue, and we're going to make it, you know, something that black people can relate to that's sane. For example, gun control. If you say, let me tell you why the Republicans are against gun control, because gun control is black people control. That's exactly what the leftists did, the Democrats of old, and they've not changed anything. They want to unarm, they want to disarm black folks, and when they have them disarmed, they want them to do whatever they want, and that's exactly what they want right now. You've got cities, entire neighborhoods that are on lockdown. People get in at night, they barricade themselves in their homes, they can't walk around freely, highest crime areas in the country. You know what Democrats want? They want more black people killed. Well, we don't want it. We won't stand for it. Now, see, if Republicans came out and said that, the Democrats would shut their yaps about gun control. But they won't do it. And they can do the same thing for women. They can say to all these young college girls, let me tell you something, young girls, for the people that don't want you to have guns, they hate women. They don't want you to be protected against sexual abuse. They want you to be raped and abused and anything else happen to you. They want you to be robbed. They don't care because they are misogynists. They hate women. And let them fight that. Let them defend that. Because the only way they're going to defend it is by saying, we don't hate women. We want women to protect themselves. Well, how do you want them to do it? You want them to all take Krav Maga? Or take lessons from Bruce Lee? What do you want them to do? So see, that's how you fight. You fight with passion. You should have a lust for passion. El pasión. Don't make me go all, you know, Latino on you right now, but I will. The Marquis de Sade said this, lust is to the other passions what nervous fluid is to life, supports them all, lends strength to them. All ambition, cruelty, avarice, revenge are all founded on lust. Well, have a lust for passion. Have a lust for what you believe in. Because, see, it's not a game. It's for reals. Anyway, Paul Ryan is retiring, but in the meantime, President Trump is on the verge of winning three simultaneously impossible to win wars: ISIS, North Korea, and trade with China. And all the while, the economy is booming. The guy who did Dilbert, Scott something, he says Donald Trump will be one of the top five presidents by the midterm elections, and he still has 6 years to go. Top five presidents in history. Let me tell you right now, Donald Trump's already in the top five. He's probably in the top three. And when it's all said and done, when the left finally get their butts handed to him and they're about to get it, Donald Trump will be number one. But in the meantime, what do these chumps want to do? They want to raid his attorney's office and act as if they have more information. This investigation is a farce. You'll find out later. I believe this, and others believe it, that they're just trying to bait Donald Trump. They're saying, we dare you, we dare you, we dare you. Trump's going, do it. Let me tell you something. Have your fun. Because when the worm turns, once you're done, you want me to fire Mueller? Nope, I'm going to let him do everything he wants to do. And then when I get the power, because you think Trump's going to allow this to continue? You think he's not going to get control of the FBI and the Department of Justice and everything? You're out of your mind. And when he does and he turns it back on them, when he's raiding their offices, when he's raiding Podesta, when he's raiding the DNC, and everybody's screaming out, he's going to go, you did it. You did it. He's going to tweet it out. He's going to have it on Facebook. And by the way, what he's doing right now, he's lining up Facebook. He's lining up Amazon. He's lining all these people up so they can get the crap kicked out of him. He's going to run them through a line of conservatives, and you got to get your punches and kicks in, because you deserve it. You deserve that revenge, that lustful, sweet revenge that you should be passionate about, because these people are not only hurting you, they're trying to hurt your kids. Ask Kate Steinle if they believe that leftism has served them so well. How will it serve their grandbaby in the future? Well, I can answer it for you. It serves nothing. It serves a lustful, greedy master that's deserving of revenge from us.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Jackson Radio Show.
Oh, they say Americans, we are number one in watching TV. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Are you looking at TV now? Are you listening to radio? You should be. What we should be number one in is listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Also, you can call us if you don't want to watch. Listen, or whatever you're doing, you could call us at 844-551-8255. I hope that number's jotted down somewhere. It's in your phone, direct dial, whatever, because I want to hear from you. Yeah, they say we're number one in watching TV. And people immediately, oh, look at America, number one in watching TV, being lazy. And they immediately start to criticize. When I saw that story, the comments were, yeah, something else America should be proud of. And it was snarky. It wasn't like, yeah, something else America should be proud of. Yeah, give us a trophy, man. No, it wasn't like that. It was all snarky. And then, of course, others, but Yana, yeah, because we're so self-indulgent and we get to do all those things. We got free time. We watch TV. We got too much time on our hands. We too busy oppressing TV, whatever. And I'm thinking, really? So the left, who tell us, oh, you watch too much TV, what is their whole raison d'etre, reason to be, translated from Ebonics? Their whole reason to be is to get us to watch Hollyweird. They got us watching TV. There ain't a show. You give me your fetish. There's a show. I like, you know, feeling on people's toes. Go to the I Like People Feeling on People's Toes channel. You know. Oh, man. See, giving myself a cough. I'm giving myself pneumonia. I'm saying whatever it is. You got some crazy thing you like. There's something for you. People used to make fun of, like, the grease monkeys and the guys that worked on cars, and there's all kinds of shows for that. You into real estate? All kinds of shows. Flip my house, flip my brother's house, I'll flip your mama's house, flip Vegas, flip so-and-so, flip Atlanta. And if you're not flipping, it's flipping and flopping and all kinds of stuff. There's all kinds of shows. Buy real estate, relocating. Hey, you want to move from, you know, Tupelo, Mississippi to, I don't know, somewhere in the Far East? We'll show you how to do it. And there's a show for it. They got all kinds of little maps. I've learned more about places I've never heard of before in my life than watching, you know, like a beach house bingo or something. It's crazy. There's something for everybody. Reality TV. I'm saying pick your poison. Every genre. Every religion. Multiple languages. That's the beauty of television. You watching too much TV. Then they give you a smartphone, and you know what you do with that? They say, hey, plug in all your favorite TV here. They've changed the paradigm. You're no longer going to watch that television in your house. Why be pinned to that stupid thing? It doesn't go anywhere. Can you imagine somebody when they first got that big fat console, you know, back in the day? And it was sitting in it proudly in living rooms. I'm talking about in millionaires' living rooms. They had that big console color TV that had the record player and the radio all in it. And they had stuff on it. And different parts of it opened up. The TV part didn't open, but the record player did in the radio. And people would look at it and go, ooh, ah. That was everywhere. If you were rich, you had one. If you were really rich, you might have had three or four of them. So you could go from room to room. Would you ever imagine in your wildest dreams that somebody said, man, that right there is going to be the size of about three credit cards. And as thin as, you know, about 40 of them held together. About like a pack of playing cards. And you're going to be able to access not only that, but all the information of mankind would be right at your fingertips. They would have put you in the loony bin. Lock him up. He's an idiot. But now they tell you, you watch too much TV. When there was TV like that, you would have watched that sucker all night if they'd have had channels on it. The only problem is they weren't enough channels. They didn't have enough shows. You watch Lawrence Welk, you know, Hazel. Then you watch My Three Sons. And then you watch Father Knows Best. And then about 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night, and you were all like, oh, it's over. Maybe if you were lucky, they ran an Elvis movie. They went a little longer. Girl happy, can't you see? Girl happy, girl happy. Boom, ba-da-dum, boom. I'm Elvis Presley. I'm signing off. And then they would do the Star Spangled Banner. And that was it. And you knew it was everything gone till, you know, 6 o'clock in the morning. And you got the news and whatever else, and your day started again. And they tell you, you watch too much TV now. I'd have watched TV all night, and so would your mama and your daddy and everybody else if they'd had enough channels. Can you imagine if they had two channels, because that's all you got was about two, maybe three channels and a UHF channel. If you had crystal clear vision for those channels, and they loaded you up with anything you could possibly watch, well, how much TV would we have watched in the 1950s? You wouldn't have gone to sleep. People would have lost their jobs watching TV. Shut up telling us we watch too much TV. What? It's not a video game. I'm not killing anybody. So what? I watch murder mysteries. Or I watch cops shows a lot. Whatever. I ain't killing anybody. I'm not playing Grand Theft Auto and running a bunch of prostitutes and stuff. I'm just watching TV. And that's a whole different thing now. You know, I feel good to be American watching TV. We may be the fattest TV-watching self-absorbed people on the planet. I love you, little fatties, TV-watching fatties. You could be my wingman anytime. Fat Maverick. Oh, man. We have revolutionized the world, and people want to make it bad for you. Sedentary. You watch people watch TV while they exercise. Don't tell me it's watching TV is bad. I watch TV to learn. Half the crap I learned that the government missile taught me in school, I learned on TV. I learned more history on the History Channel than I learned in history class. Sorry, Mr. Hobart. I apologize, but it's true. If you wanted to do anything significant in the world, folks, you would choose an American. Nationality-wise, you would choose an American. You want to know why? We solve problems. We allow all views, even the stupid leftist views, and you can watch TV and you can discern for yourself. That's why when people tell me, well, Kevin Kitsch today or this, that, and the other, or, you know, there's racism and all that, I'm like, there ain't no racism. You can watch, this is all channels. There's interracial, marriage interracial, dating, this, that, and the other. You know right from wrong. And I'm not telling you TV is the purveyor of all that, but I'm just telling you it's where it exists. Good things exist on TV. It's not like the old days. So America, we find a way to implement something and we do it for good. That's why Facebook is going through so much. He's not implementing anything for good. This is a guy that's using his platform for evil. I'm talking about Zuckerberg. But the rest of us, I have a Facebook platform. I'm going to be the MacGyver of this. We're going to solve problems. Tea Party community is going to go out there and be a plan of action for folks. Not the other way around like Zuckerberg. And let me tell you why. Because you people, we conservatives, we are the MacGyvers of the world. That's right. We save the world. We are the reason that this world has kept itself on its axis, that it remains in its proper tilt. We're the reason. If it weren't, the world would be in pestilence, and it would be a small band of people, less than 50,000 people, would control all, like 95% of the wealth of the world. If it weren't for us, we conservatives in America, the world would be a dark place. So give yourselves a hand, you fatties, and go watch yourself a little TV.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If he was compliant with these investigations, why was there a search warrant needed?
This doesn't have anything to do with the president, and I would refer you to Michael Cohen and his attorney. When it comes to matters of the special counsel and dealings with the president, we've been fully cooperative.
Okay, and our next question. With all of this turmoil, particularly this last week, has the president at any time thought about stepping down before or now?
No, and I think that's an absolutely ridiculous question.
Ooh, welcome back. I feel like some Popeye's chicken. I feel like Sarah Sanders is about to go, girl, no, you didn't go there. No, you did not. Ooh, Lordy. Reminds me that we got a clip. Yeah, that clip of the Popeye's.
I love Popeye's chicken. Not because I'm black, but because of the new spokesperson. That chick make you just want to eat chicken all day. You know what I'm talking about? Why when you sell chicken, and you always got to change your voice in the commercial? It's always like, girl! You will love my chicken. With 11 herbs and spice at a low price of $4.99, you gonna love my chicken, girl. And I know she didn't audition with that voice. She probably, like, went to a nice acting school. She tried to read it her way. It was like, read this Popeye's commercial. She was like, girl, you're gonna love my chicken. With 11 herbs and spices at a low price of $4.99, you're really going to love my chicken, girl. They was like, we ain't going to sell no chicken with that voice. You got one more chance. Girl, you love my chicken. You do it. You got you going to love my chicken, girl. With a low price, all the numbers got to go. Low price, with a low price, you going to love my chicken, girl.
Every time I hear that, I think of April Ryan, you know, how she's got a play to the black media. Shoot, I went in there, and I told that, what's her name, Sanders, I told that Sarah Sanders, girl, you're going to love my chicken. You're going to love my chicken. Woo, man. Talking about the rape. It was funny, Sarah Sanders is like, that's got nothing to do with us. That's the president's attorney. That's got nothing to do with us. You know, go check with his office. Ann Coulter tweeted this. The raid on Michael Cohen's office was intended to push Trump over the edge and provoke him to fire Mueller. What do you think? Send me a note. KJRadio.com. You could also get a hold of us at 844-551-8255. meant to provoke him. Mm-hmm. Girl, you're going to love my chicken. Stephen Miller said this. I don't know if it's a real Stephen Miller because it's not a check mark. It's kind of like mine. They don't have a check mark, but it sure sounds like him. He says there's no need for Trump to fire Mueller. A simple raid of his office will provide enough information to lock him up, enough evidence to lock him up. That is so true. You're going to love my chicken. You're going to love my chicken. I just got to say that now. Yeah, that you. Here's what I want you. Give me just that piece where you say, girl, you're going to love my chicken. Because I want to play that. It's true. If they raided Mueller's office, can you imagine the level of collusion you would find between him, Comey, the FBI, the DNC, Barack Obama, FISA courts, and on and on? This clown, you want to talk about... Look, Ken Starr, when he was looking for stuff on Bill Clinton, it was legit. He got demonized. The left loved Mueller. And it's funny, they're taunting us. Like,
look at what he's found.
He's found nothing. Donald Trump, business as usual. Let's see, we had another one. Funky Town said this. What's interesting is that Cohen raid was first reported to the New York Times just 5 minutes after it happened. What a lucky break. And by every other news outlet within 6 minutes, almost as if talking points had been sent out. Almost. 5 minutes after the raid, boom, somebody was on it. Tipped off. How do you know this? Did you guys know that? Are you aware? I mean, this is what I like about following Twitter and getting information from other people. I mean, look, we're smart people at my team, Kevin Jackson Radio Show team. We are, woo! I mean, there's some brainiacs in here. There are some people, you see them, they look like when Mars attacks. You know those big-headed brain people on when Mars attacks? Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got three or four people that look just like them. But let me tell you something. The brainiacs on Twitter that know these little details of things that you're going, wow. It really makes you wonder. It's like I watch this show, Billions. You ever watch this show? You guys watch this show? I love this show. I swear, you got to watch it. I know a lot about business. I really do. But the way they depict this guy, Axelrod, doing his business, I'm looking at him going, boom, I'm not worthy. I'm talking about orchestrating stuff. It's crooked. A lot of it's crooked. And then a lot of it's cover-up of the crooked. But a lot of it is just sheer freaking the way people think and the way they do business. So I'll give you an example. There was a tsunami somewhere, and it was going to take out a lot of this island where they had a lot of intellectual property. And I'm not going to take you through the whole thing. The point is, when the tsunami hit, Axelrod immediately started thinking, where do I hedge against what's going to happen? How do I hedge this? Because I'm not going to be able to get these chips from the plants where we're heavily invested. How do I hedge my losses there against something else? The level of thinking that it takes to move on a global scale like that, where you're looking at weathers, you're looking at crop reports, you're looking at instability in governments, instability you potentially could cause in governments, and on, it is so mind-blowing, and it's fascinating to me. Fascinating. You got to watch this show. Whether you like the premise of the show or whatever is a whole other issue. But just the way that the business runs, it's so entertaining. It really is. Anyway, so they apparently knew about this raid in advance. What else we got? Here's a one. I love this one. This is a great tweet. It says, this is from Chadwick Moore. He says, I hope Michael Cohen shredded all the paper, acid washed the servers, and smashed all his phones with hammers. Oh, wait. That was Hillary. And when I saw that tweet, I thought, wow. Okay, here's Kevin, derivative, thought about that. I said, what if Cohen had done that? I wish he had. I wish when the FBI came to get his stuff that he had a box of bleach, the bleach bit, the software. I wish it was sitting on his desk. I wish there were big old electromagnets connected to his hard drives and that they had been taken out and smashed anyway, that his BlackBerry or whatever phone system he used had been smashed, and that he had a note that the thing on his computer said, all your emails have been erased. 35 million emails, 1,000 or whatever it is, all erased. I wish that he had set it up the identical way that Hillary Clinton did. And then he testified and he says, well, it wasn't our intention to do anything wrong. We only deleted the files that had nothing to do with Stormy Daniels or nothing to do with this. In fact, it was my yoga files and my wedding plans and my vacation plans and my golf schedule. That's all I got rid of. Aren't you interested to see it tested out where somebody uses the Clinton defense? I am. I would have loved it. Man, I just want you to think about that for a second. Because what it would do is it would force the left to have to reconsider what they thought about Hillary Clinton. And here's the other thing that would have been even cooler. If y'all people are going, Kevin, you're crazy. Boy, you're crazy. I would love if he had had his server in his building bathroom basement closet. Okay? And I'm just saying, holy cow, guys, think about this. This is Hollywood. This would have been such a cool thing to just give them the identical scenario and then have them go, he's hiding stuff, man. He's hiding stuff. Why would anybody have their server in a bathroom closet? And why wouldn't anybody, you know, bleach bit their server in there where you can't get anything and they wash it out? And why would anybody smash their phones? And you go, I agree. I completely agree with you. How would anybody do that? How could they possibly do that and not think that we are, that they're not guilty of something? How could you possibly not conclude that there was intent? But this guy does none of it. He just gets them seized. I'd have been smashing servers in front of the FBI. I would have been there. What are you doing, Mr. J? I'm just nothing. I just don't want you to get my yoga schedule. Oh, man. Here's another one. All right. This one's from Adam Goldman. He says, FBI agents who raided the office of Trump's personal lawyer were looking for records about payments to two women who claim they had affairs with Trump and info related to the publisher of the National Enquirer's role in silencing one of the women. This is a new theory to me. I hadn't heard that. Again, I got this off Twitter. I'm just letting you guys know this is not the handiwork of Kevin Jackson. Yeah. What else we got? Everything else is Zuckerberg related. So the other tweets, we'll get to those in a second. They're not related to this. They're related to Zuckerberg, which is interesting in and of itself because there's a lot more information coming up on that. Keep it here. Coming back.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
All right, everybody. Facebook facing the music, but not to the degree that they should. 46 of 55 House committee members received contributions from Facebook, something like $381,000. 46 of the 55 people who were to sit and question this man are essentially suckling at the teat of Facebook, politically speaking. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. Glad you're here. What an amazing thing. I mean, look, I'm not saying these guys are for sale. We get political contributions. They can do whatever they be with whomever they want. But I would be really curious to see Facebook's employees, especially those 20,000 people that they, you know, that they employ to look over everything and determine what's real and what isn't. I'd like to see what their political affiliation is. What was interesting about this, I brought this up, and I'm going to give you a few tweets because, as I mentioned earlier, you people are bright. And the backlash that's coming from so many different things that the Twitter world is explaining is so cool to watch. Looking at the trending thing on Mueller, for example, and finding out that the majority of the people are going, you're a crook, and you raiding Trump's office is a complete backfire. I talked about it before. I don't need to talk about it again. You can check us out at kjradio.com and get all the shows. And for the record, we've made a change because people are going, Kevin, where's the show? Where's the show? We had to switch from Woobazoo, who was carrying the show, to directly it being carried by KJ, by our own internal team. And so that's had a bit of disruption. We're trying to get the data over, but soon you'll have the entire show and you'll be able to listen to it online again. And so, but this doesn't affect terrestrial markets, but I just want people to know because they're asking me. So Facebook's got 46 of 55 House members they're getting contributions from. And I mentioned that they conveniently didn't talk about the data breaches of 2008 and 2012 because there were no data breaches. Facebook handed over the data to the Obama team. Here, we're on the same side. Zuckerberg sat in front of Congress, not under oath, by the way, and essentially said, no, there's no bias in what Facebook does. I would ask Zuckerberg, how many meetings have you had with President Trump, and how many have you requested? We did learn that Facebook is, cooperating with Mueller in the investigation of the Russian collusion. Now, what that means is they're cooperating with Mueller in the witch hunt of Donald Trump. Because we've already figured out there is no Russian collusion. That's all been looked at. Ads that were bought and all that. Many of those ads were bought on behalf of Hillary Clinton. Many of the things that were said were pro-Hillary Clinton. So that's been debunked. It's all been debunked. Anyway, here's another one. So today Zuckerberg revealed his long-term plan to have AI, that's artificial intelligence, watch what you type and stop you if you type, quote, hate speech, or what we like to call wrongthink, because he can't define what hate speech is. I want you to understand, there's somebody out there that believes he or a group of henchmen determine what hate speech is. I'll get to that in just a second. Casey Hunt of, I think, CNBC, or NBC, she had this to say. Mark Zuckerberg says in 5 to 10 years, they'll have AI tools that are sophisticated enough to catch hate speech before it's posted. The number of ways in which fake information will be able to spread via tech in 5 to 10 years is going to be so different than it is today. Now, I don't know whether I think she means it as a compliment. She's saying he's going to be able to detect this. Remember that movie Minority Report where they had a pre-crime unit? They're going to have a pre-thought unit, precognition unit that says, oh, Kevin, you were thinking a bad thought. Stop your fingers from typing. It's going to zap my brain, and I'm going to say, will not type. I loved Trump, you know, and it's going to stop me cold in my tracks. And she's excited about this. What's it going to be in 5 to 10 years when the algorithm is making a choice for you? Oh, you know what? I think we're there. I think right now the government is making the choices for many people. They think they're in charge when they're not. Government is manipulating, maneuvering. It's doing it through all types of very clever means. I swear, I only have a basic understanding of it, and it's scary to me. I couldn't even imagine how government is influencing. I remember reading a book. I can't remember the name of it. And it said, Kevin, the government, they didn't say Kevin. I mean, I was reading it, so I was reading it to myself. But the book said, that's funny. The book said that the way people behave is much like the nature. And they were using electronics, which thankfully I understood very well as an engineer. And they said, electrons take the path of least resistance. And you can set up roadblocks called resistors that will force electrons to do certain things. They literally mimic people as electrons, as this organized way in which the earth, it does, you know, it essentially works, okay? I'll get it out. And so I'll use this as an example. In traffic, if there's three lanes of traffic all going straight, and you're looking down the way, and there's three cars and one on the left, there's 14 cars in the middle, and there's five cars on the right. Where do you go? Well, here's what I'll tell you. You won't go where there's 14. You'll peel off, and you'll go left or right. And the only thing that'll dictate whether you go left or right is, if they're particularly almost the same, 3 versus 5, are you going to be making a right soon, or are you going to be making a left soon? But whether you're making a right soon or a left soon, you are not going to go in the middle. Because human nature says, why would I line up 14 cars? And when I can go down to where there's only 3 or where there's only 5. So you'll change your thinking. And so the algorithm that they would write would say, okay, how far up are you going to go? And let's say it's 2 miles. I can get in the left or the right before I have to make a left. I'm probably going to go to the left because human nature says go to the place where there's the least amount of resistance. So I'll go to the left, even if I got to make a right in 2 miles. But if I had to make a right in a quarter mile, I'd get in the right. And so on and so forth. So that's how algorithms get built, is it looks at what people do naturally. And what they found is that people behave very similarly at the nature and to electrons. So point is, they got to the point where they wrote these amazing algorithms that can tell you the buying habits of people. I mean, it's ridiculous how well this thing goes. I'm just telling you, it is ridiculous. So that's what's happening. Anyway, I want to go on with this. So let's talk about hate speech. A guy, Corey Jones, wrote this. Mark Zuckerberg said that Facebook censors hate speech. Liberals define hate speech as supporting Trump, being pro-life, wanting the wall, supporting legal immigration, loving the American flag, anything conservative. That explains everything. And he's right. To the average leftist, the things that make sense that you hold near and dear, these people see as negatives. Hate speech. And if you go against, if you don't believe in climate change, hate speech. If you don't believe that the LGBT need their own special set of laws, hate speech. And I could go down the line. If you don't believe that a thug who gets arrested, particularly if he's black, wasn't racially profiled and shouldn't be given the benefit of the doubt because his mom or his daddy was in prison or something, then it's hate speech. Larry Elder had this to say. This was a Zuckerberg thing. Why don't we talk about this with Zuckerberg? But it's an interesting conversation, so we'll talk about it now. But he says the reason Zuckerberg walked the plank is that the Dems and media blame Facebook for the real Donald Trump's victory. Many clueless Republicans are playing right along with this circus. If Hillary had won, we wouldn't be having this conversation. Oh, no, that's because it was Zuckerberg stuff. What am I talking about? So Larry's right. If Hillary won, Facebook would be free to do whatever it wanted to do. We put a dent in social media because of what happened. But let me tell you, the bigger dent has to happen with us migrating off of his platform and doing something for ourselves. And let me tell you something, conservatives. People don't like to hear this, but I'm going to tell you the ugly truth. Conservatives don't like the idea that there could be a conservative Zuckerberg. Not evil, but somebody who's actually got a platform that's got that kind of power and is impacting change. Conservatives don't like that. They want to be the one to do it, or else they will decry the person that does it. The reason why Zuckerberg can exist is liberals will support him. They see it as, you know what, he's giving power to us. He's squeezing the voice of conservatives. We'll do it. Conservatives who want to have an open platform will literally be mad at the person that does it. Well, here's what I say to them. Be mad at me. I don't care. I will take every one of your barbs, your rhinos, because I'm going to tell you, we are going to make this happen with or without them. I'll leave it there.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.